The spotlight today is on Cloak and Dagger Banking.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with a global perspective on business and economics. Senator Carl Evan calls it a James Bond environment. Senator John McCain says the tactics of some Swiss banks belong in, quote, a spy novel. A new bipartisan report has harsh words for Credit Suisse and other Swiss banks for going to ornate lengths to help Americans hide their money from the tax people. Swiss bank statements slipped over to the client, hidden in the pages of a Sports Illustrated magazine, meeting clients in a special remote-controlled elevator. The BBC's Imogen Folks is in the Swiss capital, Bern. Imogen, good morning.
Good morning.
I see Swiss bank stocks are down this morning, but how are the banks responding to this pressure from the U.S.?
Credit Suisse and a dozen other Swiss banks know that they're in the sights of the IRS, and they have been preparing. But given what's in this report and the allegations of upwards of $300 billion being lost, it's not going to be enough. Although they haven't commented, the bosses at Credit Suisse will be very, very nervous this morning.
Looking through the report that came out late yesterday, it's believed that there were at one point about 22,000 U.S. accounts at Credit Suisse. But the report says the bank has only handed over identities connected to about 230 of them. There's a long way to go to clear the air on this matter.
Yes, there is. And I think this is one of the difficulties the Swiss banks are having. The banks are being pressured by the U.S. to hand over details. But were they to do so, they would still be breaking Swiss law. What makes the ordinary Swiss voter very angry is that they value their client confidentiality, just as ordinary people in the street. And they're very angry that this particular aspect of Swiss financial law has been abused to basically deprive other countries of tax revenue.
The BBC's Imogen Folks in Bern, Switzerland. Imogen, thank you.
Thanks.
Now let's check the numbers. With the congressional hearing into Swiss banks coming in about 2.5 hours, Credit Suisse stock is down 2.1% in Switzerland. UBS stock is down 1.1%. The FT 100 in London is down 0.3%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up. What did the hacking of as many as 70 million customer accounts do to Target stores' profits? We'll know later this morning. Stan Alcorn has a preview.
Target had high hopes for the holiday season. Instead, the company spent the weekend before Christmas trying to woo spooked customers with discounts. Craig Johnson of Customer Growth Partners says sales were off by more than 10% during some of the biggest shopping days of the year.
So it's not just $5 or $10 million, it's in the range of $100 million for that weekend.
Then there's $100 million for an upgraded payment system, legal bills, and the cost of covering fraudulent purchases.
It is a lot of money no matter how you slice it.
Brian Krebs broke the story of the breach at KrebsOnSecurity.com. He thinks the biggest impact will take more than dollars to fix, because it's about Target's reputation.
If you look at their leadership page on their website, you see not one person who has a security in their title. And I think organizations like Target really need to rethink that.
Otherwise, customers and investors may keep their distance. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.
College textbooks are the cause of biannual griping as students swallow the cost of books that can run hundreds of dollars. It's been going on for decades, but the industry may now be reaching a turning point with the fully digital textbook, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
At this point, it is practically a rite of passage for students to hate on new textbook prices.
It'll be difficult to not use expletives, so we'll just leave it at that.
Kim Spencer just bought some tomes for her research in social work here at Columbia University's bookstore.
Yeah, a couple of texts for that. Used, fortunately. Always used, if possible.
Bookstores like this Barnes & Noble have gotten very good at finding and selling used books, moving them across continents to where they're needed. They have even cheaper options, like textbook rentals, now more popular than even used books. It's all great for students, but a problem for publishers.
Publishers are no longer making any money.
Columbia econ professor Frederick Mishkin is author of one of the country's leading finance textbooks. He says there's basically an arms race going on. Fewer people buy new textbooks, so publishers raise prices. Then fewer people buy new textbooks, and so publishers raise prices.
My book sells for like $225. Well, that's just a lot of money.
He says textbook publishers are a lot like the music industry after Napster showed up.
Cengage is now in bankruptcy. McGraw-Hill's textbook publishing has been sold off to private equity firms. They need a new economic model.
This is what that economic model may sound like.
And on the horizontal axis is the level of aggregate output, Y.
It's an e-textbook that Mishkin is writing and recording.
The student can actually see it done step by step with the animations shown, each step being explained.
Ideally, this book will be entirely digital. It'll have built-in homework, quizzes that adapt to what a student understands. But perhaps most importantly, it will be subscription-based. There will be no such thing as a used digital textbook. Paul Gentile is head of digital at publisher Pearson.
That tipping point is occurring right at this point. There will be a 50% breakthrough by the year 2015 of people preferring the all-digital model.
Critical, he says, will be convincing professors and schools that this new textbook technology will improve learning. And if these books become successful, there may be something even more attractive to students, drastically lower prices. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
And here's one more number. Volunteering in America has gone down again. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has data showing that while about 30% of people volunteered 10 years ago, the rate dropped to 25.4% last year. More women than men volunteer. Gross domestic product does not count volunteering, so economically speaking, this doesn't matter, but it may matter to our society. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.